Is conditional use number 2433, Chaberton Solar.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar array to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 50.5 acres more or less. The property is lying on Marilyn Lane and on the south side of Lighthouse Road, which is Route 54, approximately 1.05 miles east of Hudson Road, which is Sussex County Route 387. The 911 address is 38510 Marilyn Lane, Selbyville, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 18, Parcel 39.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the applicant's presentation. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. And we have a copy of a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. And I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Tracy, is it your client's desire to incorporate the general testimony from the previous hearing to conditional use number 2398 into this hearing, conditional use number 2433?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
All right, consider it done.
Thank you.
Okay, you may proceed.
Thank you. We'll just go over the differences on this one with the last application.
Okay.
This project's also in Selbyville, just to the northeast, actually very close to the other one. Similar agricultural land. You can see the location of this one is just behind Lighthouse Lakes. We have a little bit more buffering just to bolster that landscape buffer more. We had a community meeting. Mr. Boswell met with the community on Monday. Some of these changes were incorporated since that meeting, and that is a larger buffer, more canopy trees added along this entire subdivision. And then by the request of a few of the residents, you can see, hard to zoom in there, but these homes here, and then you can see a little spot here. Those residents in particular had requested even more buffering. So the standard buffer is a 25-foot buffer, and then the buffer A, that would be this buffer along the south and west sides. That's the standard buffer that you're used to seeing. That's that 25-foot wide buffer. Buffer B has additional 3 canopy trees per 100 linear feet of the buffer. And then in addition to that, additional canopy trees along the residents that requested it. This project takes access off Lighthouse Road from an existing farm lane. And then similarly, there's a tax ditch along this northern boundary, and so we respect the tax ditch right away and all buffers associated with Ordinance 2920. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Okay. Let's see if anyone has any questions for you. Mr. Mayor, is any questions?
No questions, sir.
Mr. Collins?
No questions, sir.
Mr. Butler?
No questions, sir.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me, thank you.
Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
Okay. Staff? Okay. I have no questions either, so let's see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2433, Chaberton Solar? Yes, ma'am.
Not in favor, I just have some questions.
Well, come on up.
Okay. Sorry for my voice. Allergies. My name's Stephanie Johnson. I live in Lighthouse Lakes, not really around the, I guess, the buffer zone.
Okay.
And I missed the meeting on Monday. I was out of town. So a couple of questions for you guys. So So if you all approve the request for the change, how long do you grant the conditional use?
Well, it'll travel with the land. Now, if they do not exercise it within a prescribed period, is that 3 years, 5 years? I can't remember what it is. If it goes unused, it does go away at some point.
2 years for abandonment is what we need.
Okay, 2 years. Okay.
So if it goes away, can they re-request it?
Well, they can ask for it again, but they can't. They have to come back.
They do have to come back every 2 years.
Yeah. Well, no. If they don't put it in place.
Okay.
In other words, they don't exercise it.
Okay.
For 2 years, then they have to come back because it essentially expires.
Okay, so if they do put it in place?
It'll stay there for as long as it's there. It travels, the conditional use travels with the land.
With the land owner?
With the land.
With the land, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So if you buy it, you will buy the conditional use.
Okay. Okay. And then I wanted to ask them, so how long of a lease?
No, you need to ask me.
I'm sorry.
And that's okay, it's just the way we do things.
Okay.
It's cumbersome.
This is my first time at a council meeting, so.
It's fine, first time for me.
So how long is the lease from the owner to the solar company? So they're leasing the land from the solar company, right?
Well, that is a question that I would suggest that you would ask them separately from this hearing, because it's not really something that we're concerned with.
You're not, okay, so I, the owner or these guys?
You can ask somebody, but we're, it's not.
Either or?
Yeah, the length of the lease is not a factor for us, so.
Okay.
All we're trying to do is decide whether or not this property should be used this way at all, whether 1 year or 100 years.
Okay.
So the length of the lease is something that you might want to discuss with them. But I can tell you from my own experience, usually they're like for 20 years with an option for another 10 or 5 or 2 or 3 or 4, 5-year options or whatever. So it's usually tied up for a pretty good long time.
So long after I'm gone, probably.
Well, I hope not.
And then my last question, so if they don't take care of the property, the solar farm.
That gentleman right there will go get them.
Is this who we call? This is what I wanted to know. Excuse me. Do we call this office zoning?
Absolutely.
Planning and zoning?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you a cell number.
Okay. I think I have it. I actually think I have his phone number.
No, seriously, that is precisely the thing. If you feel that they are, what will happen is if this gets approved, there will be a list of stipulations, a list of conditions that they have to comply with, okay? That's a matter of public record. It is a document you can have access to as soon as it's available. And if at any time you feel that they are not complying with those conditions, you can immediately file a complaint with the Planning and Zoning Office, and they will send somebody out there to investigate.
Okay, cool.
That's the way it happens.
Mr. Chairman, quick clarification. They have 2 years to move forward with the project. That doesn't mean that it's all built out in 2 years.
No, that's right.
Right? So I just want to clarify that for you.
They've started it. Now, if they start and stop, and they stop for two years and an hour, they're done.
Now, and just to be clear, too, we're getting in the weeds on this. This is only a preliminary site plan approval stage right here. Well, it's only conditional use approval. They still need to go to all the state agencies, DLDOT-DNREC, Fire Marshal, Conservation District, all those, to get all those approvals from all those agencies.
Okay.
If they get all those, then they have to come back to the commission to get what's called final site plan approval. And trust me, dealing with the state agencies, that could take some time in and of itself.
That could take 2 years.
Yeah.
So their two-year clock doesn't start running until they have all their stuff in place, to all their permits in place. So it isn't as if we're going to make a positive determination and they're going to be out there next week.
Okay.
It'll be 2 years.
Okay. And one last question. Is it going to Delmarva Power?
They're nodding their head yes, so I'm going to say it is.
Okay. That's all I have.
All righty. Well,
thank you.
Yes, indeed.
And Mr. Chairman, if I could just clarify the time. It's 2 years if the use ceases before which the use is discontinued, considered to be discontinued. If following the approval, they actually have 3 to start. If you get approval and do nothing, your CU will lapse. But after that, it's 2 years to discontinue. So just to clarify.
Okay.
So.
There we go. Thank you. Got it? Okay. Good. Anyone else like to speak in opposition or just like to speak? Come on up.
Good evening and thank you. My name is Susan Montgomery and I live on Reef Drive in Lighthouse Lakes, which is one of the houses right up adjacent to the to the proposed project.
All right.
And I'm really just here to voice some of my concerns with what I will call the unique-ish nature of this project.
Okay.
Most of the projects we've seen today Well, I guess all of them do not impact this many dwellings so impactfully. So, and I recognize that the 200-foot buffer between the dwellings and the project that the county requires is being met. My house is going to be 180 feet, or my property is going to be 180 feet from the project. So it's a pretty big impact. Some of the things that we are concerned about, in addition to the tax ditch, there's a number of irrigation ditches that run perpendicular, and we understand that they will be addressed with culverts, but there's already some significant water flow issues back there, and we hope that the committee will make sure that those are not allowed to get worse. I did have also a concern. We want to, or we hope that security lighting would never be permitted since it's so close to so many homes. And I think my last point is we understand that 650 subscribers will be permitted based on this project. So there's a slim chance that some of us could be positively financially impacted, but it's not significant.
I'm not sure how to take that statement. Is that a positive statement or a negative?
It's negative.
You're
the
saying,
last one?
Yeah, you're saying that.
There's only going to be 650 subscribers, right? Okay. Permitted within the whole Delmarva region based on the electricity that comes out of this project.
Would you like to be one of them?
Sure, why not?
Talk to those people?
No, I know, I know. And but there's no guarantee I will be.
I understand.
But could we clarify what you were referring to with the drainage issues?
So the tax ditch runs, say, parallel to the back of the homes, and then there's irrigation ditches that go out into the farm from the tax ditch. So when there's a significant rainfall and the water is flowing down the tax ditch, and I'm calling them irrigation ditches, I don't know if that's what they really are. So there's a buildup, and it stops about maybe a house or two past mine. So about somewhere under where that gray box is,
right.
It kind of stops flowing. So
it
when there's a lot of water
for your area,
yeah, in our area, and then back into the fields. So if those irrigation ditches are impacted by the road that's going across, or
we'll ask we'll invite the engineer to come up and address that question. Okay. Done. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right. We'll step up here and talk to us about this the water runoff issue, the issue with the. Generally, we understand that the law says that you can't make their situation any worse than it already is, but is this a situation you're aware of, something you've investigated, or where are we with this?
We have surveyed the whole property. There are a series of farm ditches through the property that I think she's referring to.
If I could, this is the residence right here.
Okay. Sir, if you're going to testify, you've got to come up and give us your name.
My name's Russell Shaw. I live in Lighthouse Lakes.
Okay.
And then the property that we're speaking of is right here.
Right.
And then this line right here is a ditch.
Okay.
Which it's about probably 4 or 5 feet across, maybe a little bit wider.
All right.
And fairly deep.
Okay.
And with the rain runoff behind our house, the water flow stops going up because it's uphill. And then that ditch fills up pretty good.
Okay.
With the rain that we had the last couple months, I had 6 foot of water across. And if that ditch gets impacted, that water could get up to the back of our house.
Right. So your concern is that their activity would cause flooding on your property.
Correct. Because on their site plan, there is a road that's going to go right across that ditch. So if it's not a culvert or
let's find out how they're going to address that, and we'll make sure that doesn't happen.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, could you address that issue and tell us how you're going to mitigate that?
Sure. And one of the applicants had spoken to this earlier tonight, but the conversion of one point to make, I guess, would be we will go to a Sussex Conservation District. One of the methods for compliance is a conversion from an agricultural land cover to the pollinator mix, a meadow grass, if you will. And that does reduce runoff that these ditches will see. Sheet flow off of the ag areas into the ditches. We did survey all of these. Just to note, none of them were considered jurisdictional wetlands. They're essentially just farm ditches, non-regulated. They do hold water often. They're very flat. There's some tax ditches in the back that are also very flat that hold water for a brief period of time after a heavy rain. So we will mitigate that by reducing the runoff. Additionally, we wouldn't plug up the ditches at all. There may be a crossing with a culvert, but the culvert would be sized appropriately to handle anything that the ditch could handle itself. So it wouldn't impede or further back up any of the stormwater runoff. So should not be any further exasperation of flooding.
So what he is saying, or not exactly saying, but what he, just to add to that, there is an agency, the Sussex Soil Conservation Service, that has jurisdiction over issues like this. They have to submit a plan to that agency to be approved. My suggestion to you would be to give them a call, Sussex Soil Conservation Service. Let them know about your concern in regard to this project, because typically they are quite responsive to citizens who have concerns, and let them know. These fellows now know that you are concerned about this. They don't want to be bad neighbors. So I'm pretty sure that whatever it is that you need to feel comfortable, they're going to be willing to do. So, and you know, it really would not be a bad idea for when this hearing's over, if you all go out there in that foyer and talk for about 5 minutes to each other. And I'll bet you can get this whole thing worked out, if this even gets approved. Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, just on the comments about the ditches, there are both ditches on this parcel and there are tax ditches on this parcel. So I put the overlay that we received from the state of Delaware on the screen, and you can see there are tax ditches to the north, to the southeast,
wow,
and the east.
A lot of tax.
And they have there's a number of easements, but that particular one is just, it is an agricultural ditch, but it's not a tax ditch. So.
Right. Okay. All right, sir.
Thank you.
All right, anyone else like to speak in opposition, or just speak? Okay. Anybody else on the commission have any further questions, comments, pronouncements, anything? All right, then. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.